Well, we wrapped up the first week of trading for the month of August, and we started the week off on a pretty good foot where the grains put in some pretty good strength. And then we kind of faded the rest of the week, especially in the wheat market, gaining some ground back on Friday. Corn and soybeans started with a little bit of strength, but then faded and then went kind of dark in midweek and just kind of waffled around looking for some direction. Of course, next week or this week, we do have a USDA report coming out that's going to be pretty important to the grains, and that might have kind of calmed things down a little bit towards the end of the week. Also, we saw a little bit of de-escalations as far as the war was concerned, as we continue to see some negotiations take place between Iran and Oman to get the Strait of Hormuz open. They still haven't quite got there yet, but they are working on a deal. And then, of course, we continue to see escalation in the war between Russia and Ukraine, which is pretty much eliminating the Black Sea as a exportable region at this point. Overall, though, the market is looking to next week's reports and weather as the main driving factors. By the time we wrapped up the week, we saw Minneapolis wheat losing about 10 to 12 cents, while Chicago wheat was up about 1 cent. Kansas City was up 6 to 7. In the corn market, we finished basically down about 2 cents, while soybeans were down 11 to 12 cents. Soybean meal dropped 6 to 7 bucks, while bean oil was up $1, and canola finishing about $21 to $22 on the higher side. Cattle markets didn't fare all that bad. Live cattle had a rough week. They finished a little bit lower, but not bad, down about $2, while feeder cattle gained anywhere from $1.50 to $3. Lean hogs lost about $3. In the outside markets, crude oil gained back quite a bit of ground, almost $6.50. Gold was up $288. The dollar slipped 0.3 cents, and the Dow Jones set all-time new contract highs, up close to 1,500 points for the week.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.